Good morning, Bridge. Happy Labor Day weekend to you. And I hope you're safe from the fires and everything. It's Labor Day, so we have fires in Southern California. It's just, you can predict it. But we have come in to the house of the Lord really to experience the wonderful fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives and His incredible, incredible influence. We give Him honor and glory, and we give God and Jesus Christ the honor and glory of that's due to their name. So let's stand up and let's celebrate with a kind of a new song for some of you, an old one for others, but I love what it says. Here we go. Now the guys start and the ladies answer. Here we go.
Let us go, let us go. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go, let us go.
Let us go,
let us go into the house of the Lord. Where we can praise Him. We can worship the Lord. For He is worthy. He has worthy of praise. He has taken us from death into life. He has taken us from darkness into light.
Guys,
let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go into the house of the Lord, where we can praise Him, we can worship the Lord, for He is worthy, He is worthy of praise. He has taken us from death into life. He has taken us from darkness into life.
Play it, guys. Psalm 122, verse 1 says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I hope you're glad this morning to be among the saints of God, ready to hear His voice, to the preaching of the word, and to sing His praises. Because this is what He's done for us.
He has taken us from death into life.
Hallelujah.
He has taken us from darkness into light.
Sing that again.
Oh, He has taken us from death into life. And He has taken us from darkness into light.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go.
Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we continue in our study of Ephesians today, and we're reminded that everything that we do here as the Church of Christ is to the praise of His glory. That's what we're going to sing.
Come praise and glorify our God, the Father of our Lord. In Christ He has in heavenly realms His blessings on us pour. For pure and blameless in His sight, He's destined us to be. And now we've been adopted through His Son eternally.
Hallelujah.
To the praise of Your glory, to the praise of Your mercy and grace, to the praise of Your glory, You are the God who saves. Come praise and glorify our God, who gives His grace in Christ. In Him our sins are washed away, redeemed through sacrifice. In Him God has made known to us the mystery of His will, that Christ should be the head of all His purpose to fulfill. To the praise of Your glory, to the praise of Your mercy and grace, to the praise of Your glory, You are the God who saves. Come praise and glorify our God, for we believe the word, and through our faith we have a seal, the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit guarantees our hope until redemption's done, until we join in endless praise to God the Three in One. To the praise of God's glory, to the praise of Your mercy and grace, to the praise of Your glory, You are the God who saves. To the praise of Your glory, to the praise of Your mercy and grace, to the praise of Your glory, You are the God who saves.
Hallelujah. Well, it is so good to have you all here. Please remain standing for a little bit. This being the first Sunday of the month, we are going to observe the Lord's table and partake in communion together. We'll also receive two offerings today, one for our regular expenses and ministry expenses, and our benevolence offering. Again, you have been so generous, and many people have been blessed, especially lately. One gal had her air conditioning go out and had no way to pay for it, and we were able to help her. This is the kind of things that we're able to do because of your generosity. Don't forget to fill out your connection cards. Everybody fill those out. Turn them in at the end of the service. And if you're a guest with us, we are so glad that you're here. Maybe because of the holidays, you're visiting from another city or state. We're glad you're here. And if you'd fill out the entire front side of this card, and then you can either turn it in at the end of the service, or you can take it right over here to our welcome table, and we have a gift that we'd like to give you, and we'd just like to get to know you a little better. And one quick announcement, too. We've just been informed, a neat thing, that our good friend Alex Zolt, who plays the piano for us once in a while, will be here on the 16th of September doing a concert here in the Worship Center at 1:30. It's a Saturday. 1:30 on Saturday, if you want to come and hear Alex play, we'd love to have you. Take a minute to greet one another in the name of the God who saves. are the people of God, and we've come gathered together as His people. Let's sing together.
Come, people of the risen King, who delight to bring Him praise. Come, all attune your hearts to sing to the morning star of praise. From the shifting shadows of the earth, we will lift our eyes to Him, where spreading arms of mercy reach to gather children in.
Rejoice!
Rejoice, rejoice, let every tongue rejoice. One heart, one voice, O Church of Christ, rejoice.
We have many things to be thankful for.
Come, those whose joy is morning sun, and those weeping through the night. Come, those who tell of battles won, and those struggling in the light. For His perfect love will never change, and His mercies never cease. So follow us through all our days with the certain hope of peace. Rejoice, rejoice,
steadfast love the sinners hide in Christ. place. Jesus, your blood covers all my sins. Jesus, your love draws my heart to sing. What a Savior, Jesus. I find my refuge in His sovereign care. When the waters rise, my God will hear my cries. His steadfast love will hold me safely there.
Sweet the sound that has saved wretches like us. We once were lost, but now we're found. We're blind, but now we see. Heavenly Father, because of you sending your Son to die in our place and shedding his blood, we have an amazing Savior who's covered all of our sin. We look forward to remembering that and celebrating that now and hearing your voice clearly. In Christ's name. Amen.